Has God finally chosen sides? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Everybody by now knows about Tim Tebow.
Tebow takes off.
Denver Broncos quarterback, famous for his impossible comebacks and for genuflecting on the field in thanks to Jesus. It's called Tebowing. The internet is now sprinkled with pictures of ordinary people Tebowing in crosswalks or next to the copy machine. All good, clean fun. But now, with the Broncos winning every game Tim Tebow has started, his pastor is saying what no doubt a lot of people have suspected, that this is no accident. Wayne Hansen, the pastor at Tebow's Colorado Church, tells TMZ that Denver is winning because of Tim Tebow's faith in God. Without that faith, he said, Denver would have lost the last six games. So, could God finally be revealing whose faith is the correct one? Now, I know people will say, Dave, why would God reveal himself through football? I don't know. I'm sure some of the Israelites thought the pillar of smoke and the burning bush were pretty absurd until they started winning a few battles. So we need to consider it. I would only point out that as good as Denver's been since Tebow, their overall record is 8-5, while the Green Bay Packers are 13-0. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is also a Christian, but he never genuflects because, as he points out,
what would happen if that player had lost? Or do you really think that God cares about winning and losing?
Yeah. So who's right, Aaron Rodgers or Tim Tebow's pastor? Well, that, of course, is why we have the Super Bowl. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.